94.3 The Dude, I'm Michelle. We are getting so excited about Columbia's Greek Festival starting today, rolling through Sunday. I've got with me Chris Pangalos, and he is in charge of a new thing at the Greek Festival this year. Chris, tell me what's going on.
You may have seen some of the Spartan warriors in the Columbia Greek Festival for the last few years, walking around, taking pictures. But this year, Mary Rickman, who has been in charge of the Columbia Greek Festival since its inception, she came up with an idea to do an actual live battle reenactment. There'll obviously be no combat striking because we don't want to hurt anybody. It's more for demonstration purposes. But we want to illustrate visually what some of the battles during the Greco-Persian War of 2,500 years ago might have looked like. So we really want to show how a small group of free, united Greeks were able to take on the largest empire the world had ever seen up until that point, the Persian Empire, and stand their ground and defeat them.
This brings history to life. So this would be something that would be good for all ages, right?
Yes, all ages. There's not going to be anything too violent for the children. All the weapons that we'll be using are padded, so we're not going to have any blood, hopefully. While the two groups will be preparing to do battle, you'll hear the narrator telling you what's going on, what were the causes of the war, and how, against overwhelming odds, this small, fiercely independent group of Greeks were able to stand up to this massive army, not only hold their ground, but they were able to defeat them.
I have a feeling after watching this, there'll be a lot of little warriors leaving downtown Columbia Saturday night.
That'll be fun.
Columbia's Greek Festival going on now through Sunday. The battle reenactment on Saturday night at 5 p.m., 1900 Main Street. Chris Pangalos, thank you so much for joining us. What is the website?
Columbia's Greek Festival.com.